Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for being on this journey with me in these last days. This is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 273, where I simply read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Yes, I still believe that the Holy Bible is the Word of God. And we give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, or the Matthew Henry Commentary, or some other great commentary source. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Beloved, today we are reading Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, some of us stand in amazement at what you have done and what you are doing and what you will do. Lord, we thank you for creating us in the first place and then redeeming us because we messed up. Lord, have mercy and grace upon such wretched people as we are, and for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins. Crush and crucify our flesh as believers, and afresh and anew, and fill us with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit, and have your Holy Spirit to teach us your holy word. Cause us to understand it, to love it, to cherish it, and to obey it, and to share it with others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Matthew Henry commentary, I believe the greatest devotional commentary ever written. He goes on to say, those who have gone from God by consent and in a body, drawing one another to sin, should by consent and in a body return to the Lord, which will be for His glory and their good. It will be of great use for support under afflictions, and to encourage our repentance, to keep up good thoughts of God and of His purposes and designs concerning us. Deliverance out of trouble should be to them as life from the dead. God will revive them. The assurance of this should engage them to return to Him. But this seems to have a further reference to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I told you that this is the same thing that I saw when I was reading the passage. I told you that Matthew Henry had some insights that other commentators don't have, and they're very devotional and practical. He says here, but this seems to have a further reference to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us admire the wisdom and goodness of God, that when the prophet foretold the deliverance of the church out of her troubles, he should point out our salvation by Christ. And now these words are fulfilled in the resurrection of Christ. It confirms our faith that this is He that should come, and we are to look for no other. Here is a precious blessing promised. This is life eternal, to know God. The returns of the favor of God are secured to us as firmly as the return of the morning after a dark night. He shall come to us as the latter and former rain unto the earth, which refreshes it and makes it fruitful. The grace of God in Christ is both the latter and the former rain, and by it the good work of our fruit bearing is begun and carried on. And as the Redeemer was raised from the grave, so will He revive the hearts and hopes of all that trust in Him. The feeblest glimpse of hope in His Word is a sure earnest of increasing light and comfort, which shall be attended with purifying, comforting grace that makes fruitful. Now, the Bible Knowledge Commentary reads, these verses record the words the penitent generation of the future will declare as they seek the Lord. The message is constructed in two cycles, each containing an exhortation and a motivating promise. In contrast with her past folly, Israel will turn to the Lord as her source of healing and life. Assyria was not able to cure Israel, but the Lord is able, even though like a lion He had torn them to pieces. The people will confidently anticipate His forthcoming restoration of their national vitality. The equivalent expressions, after 2 days and on the third day, referred to a short period of time, indicating they expected the revival to occur soon. Israel will also resolve to acknowledge the Lord's authority, press on is literally pursue or chase, which suggests the intensity of Israel's newfound devotion. The Lord will surely respond favorably to such loyalty. His emergence from his hiding place will be as certain as the sunrise. He will pour out his blessings on his people as the winter and spring rains water the earth and assure agricultural prosperity. The latter comparison was especially well chosen, since the regularity of these rains was a sign of the Lord's favor. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death. To these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments, and so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back. And I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6 years,